we want her around, so we're just trying our hardest to raise as much money as we can to get her on this trial and give her the best chance for her and her children and her family. There isn't a person that you ever speak to that hasn't been affected by cancer or hasn't had someone or lost someone or been through it themselves. So I know all three of us have had very personal dealings with that illness, very different versions of that illness as well. And Kelly's such a sweet and inspiring lady that, I mean, before she got poorly for the second time, she was where I am. She was raising all the money and doing all the good things. And it feels right to be helping her. She helps so many people and she's so inspiring and she's such a fun, outgoing lady that it just feels right to help and just to give her the chance to be there. And with two young kids myself, as has Danielle, it's hard to imagine not being there for them. And I know that'd be quite a scary aspect. And if we can have a sliver of helping her have more time, then it's a no-brainer, really. You just want to be there. You don't want to be that person that's just sitting there thinking, oh, that's good what they're doing. It's like, no, get up, do something. Let's all be together and just try and do the best we can do, really. Like I said, everyone's got their story and everyone's been affected, and it's such a horrible, cruel illness that let's give it a little slap and tell it no and just have a fun night while we do that.